Now we had this all out before, when we landed on the Carrick, he said. It's no use arguing. I have, as I told you, some pressing business away south, and I'm already late through bothering with you people. We may meet again before all is over, and then again, of course, we may not. That depends on your luck and on your courage and sense. And I'm sending Mr. Baggins with you. I've told you before that he has more about him than you guess, and you will find that out before long. So cheer up, Bilbo, and don't look so glum. Cheer up, Thorin and company. This is your expedition, after all. Think of the treasure at the end, and forget the forest and the dragon, at any rate, until tomorrow morning. When tomorrow morning came, he still said the same. So now there was nothing left to do but to fill their water skins at a clear spring they found close to the forest gate and unpack the ponies. They distributed the packages as fairly as they could, though Bilbo thought his lot was wearisomely heavy, and he did not at all like the idea of trudging for miles and miles with all that on his back.
"Don't you worry," said Thorin. "It will get lighter all too soon. Before long I expect we shall all wish our packs heavier when the food begins to run short."
Then at last they said goodbye to their ponies and turned their heads for home. Off they trotted gaily, seeming very glad to put their tails towards the shadow of Mirkwood. As they went away, Bilbo could have sworn that a thing like a bear left the shadow of the trees and shambled off quickly after them. Now Gandalf too said farewell. Bilbo sat on the ground feeling very unhappy, and wishing he was beside the wizard on his tall horse. He had gone just inside the forest after breakfast, a very poor one, and it had seemed as dark in there in the morning as at night, and very secret. A sort of watching and waiting feeling, he said to himself.
"Goodbye," said Gandalf to Thorin, "and goodbye to you all. Goodbye. Straight through the forest is your way now. Don't stray off the track. If you do, it's 1,000 to 1 you'll never find it again and never get out of Mirkwood, and then I don't suppose I, or anyone else, will ever see you again."
"Do we really have to go through?" groaned the hobbit.